Well, good morning, especially if you didn't see me earlier. I'm newly arrived in Worcester and just trying to adjust to things. So things are a little bit chaotic in our household just at the moment. So what I wanted to do this morning was speak, and I thought what I really wanted to do was to call my talk "Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness." And essentially, that is what I want to talk about. But it didn't sound a very good title. So I thought I'd just call it something else like A New Dawn, because actually, I think there's a whole lot we can say about that. But I really want to just touch on this idea of light and darkness. It's been coming through as a theme already this morning, which I've really appreciated as well. Of course, this is the time of year, and we're heading towards this amazing, wonderful time of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. And I'm not sure that there is a more dynamic or more dramatic or even a more complete expression of what is happening than light coming into darkness, which is why it is used as the kind of one of the primary images or expressions of what's gone on here. So the idea, we all know what light and darkness is, but actually darkness represents something in scripture. It tends to represent a whole lot of things like chaos. It represents sort of separation. It represents powerlessness. It actually can even, and certainly fear, but it also can represent evil and even death. So darkness is this kind of, this idea of something very dark, obviously. And then we talk then about light coming into darkness. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced total, complete darkness. I had one experience where I went down a, it was potholing. It's kind of caving deep potholing, something I absolutely hated. I just don't mind telling you this. I don't know why I was doing it. The further I was going down, I was thinking, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm hating every minute of it. But what happened was we went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And when we got sort of to a certain sort of cave or down there, the guy who was leading us says, "Right, what we're going to do is we're going to all turn off all torches and all lights, and you will experience total darkness." And he said, "You realize you won't have done this before, because we never really get complete darkness." And I was absolutely shocked when we did turn off our lights, because it wasn't just a physical experience. It was as if something gripped my heart, if you like. It affected my emotions. Suddenly, all my emotions were affected, sort of psychologically affected you. You had no bearings, you had no context. I could put my hand in front of my face and I could not even sense it going past. And it was really a pretty awesome experience. And then, of course, okay, put the lights on again. All it just took was one small light, and oh, suddenly everything changes. I mean, everything changes. Context, perspective. But also something happened. Oh, in your heart, you sort of, so whatever fears are there just suddenly get released, and so on. And I just think it's so important that we get hold of this as an idea, because the light of the world stepped down into darkness. That's what we're celebrating this Christmas. And it says that the darkness could not overcome it. And that's what we know to be true. Every tiny bit of darkness, light comes in and dispels it straight away. And so Jesus entered the world. And sometimes you get a picture of Jesus holding a lantern, like he bringing some light with him. Not what it says. It says Jesus came as light. So as he comes in to our lives, into the world, he comes as light. And like, I think, in that pothole, changes everything instantly, changes our emotional, psychological, physical worlds that we live in. So what I'm going to do is read these incredibly sort of commonly used verses from this time of year, John 1. And I'm really after the light passages, but I'll read it from the beginning, John 1, verse 1, just for context. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. Here we go. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, overwhelmed it, whatever your version says. The darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all may believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone, get that word? The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And if I just jump again, just forward a little bit into John's gospel, it went in just one verse in chapter 8, he says this, verse 12 it is. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Wonderful. And again, so familiar, some of those verses from 1 John at this time of year. I think it's really interesting to take just that little bit of a step back, because what this little passage does is it tells us with none of the usual paraphernalia or detail of Christmas. There are no stables, donkeys, angels, anything in this little passage. Simply, it's a step back, if you like, from John and saying, if you want to know what's actually happening in a cosmic way, if you like, in a huge spiritual way, this is what's happening here. Forget donkeys, forget stables for a moment. The light of heaven, the light of the world is coming down into our darkness and transforming everything. John loves all this. He writes about light, I think 21 times he mentioned light. He also mentioned darkness about 7 times. So he's kind of loves to make this contrast between the two things. Now, I don't know about you, but I suppose I feel these days we are living in days of darkness. It just feels to me like all that darkness represents, chaos. Well, certainly that's there, you know, blindness, separation, fear, powerlessness, and even sometimes a sense of evil and so on. But into the world, into this world, Jesus comes as light. And we, at this particular time, not just celebrate it, but we can welcome his light coming into our lives. So I think there's something there for us personally. And I want just to touch on that for us personally at this time. But also there's a much bigger picture that this world of darkness, Jesus comes as light into it to bring perspective and to bring context into it. So just 2 or 3 things to say, really kind of quite sort of simple things in some ways that we'll understand, but I want to just reinforce them. First is this: light brings life. And I think why I wanted to call this A New Dawn is because you know, in the beginning of the Bible, it says in the beginning, God created, and the first thing he created was light. And I don't know how you imagine that. It doesn't really matter, because it could be that he just like pressed a switch and suddenly, boom, bang, there was light. LED, whoomph. I suppose my perception is that the way that God's creation works is that light comes like a dawn. It kind of just still comes suddenly. Still comes quickly, but somehow there's an emerging over horizon, and then everything becomes light. Now, if you've ever been anywhere with wildlife around you, you'll know that as dawn comes, life starts to come and life begins to happen, which is why I believe life, light brings life. I think we probably have all had this sort of what can I call them? Nighttime experiences. You're lying awake in the dark and somehow everything feels worse. Your mind just kind of goes off and you kind of imagine things that just start getting out of proportion and Darkness doesn't help us at all. And then the dawn comes, and somehow everything seems a bit better in the dark, in the dawn, doesn't it? When the light comes, it just feels like everything seems a bit better in the morning. Because seeing suddenly, which is what light does, you couldn't see, now we can see. It's that great hymn from Amazing Grace. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, see. Because when you see, light brings meaning. It brings perspective. It brings peace. I believe it brings comfort. It brings strength. And it also brings freedom and release. So we're not just talking about, oh, I suddenly can see things. It brings all of these extra things to us. It's like this is what Jesus is being described as. He comes as light, which is life to us, into our worlds. I really want to just touch on something about how I do believe some people, in fact, many people these days struggle with different levels of mental health issues or different kind of concerns and problems they have within themselves, where it feels like they end up in a dark place. We often sometimes use that phrase, I feel like I'm in a dark place. And I've been there. I feel like I've been there at times. I don't think I've been quite so oppressed as a friend of mine who I was just with last week. If you met him, you go, you're one of the most upbeat. You're one of the most positive people I've met. You lead a ministry. You're a big character. And what actually happened was he was actually in a meeting only a few weeks ago. And he was asked by the leaders, would you just come up and lead us as a church in prayer for, I think it was Mental Health Awareness Day or something like that. And so he stood up and he just sort of obediently just prayed for generally mental health issues around the world and went and sat down. And as the meeting was going on, he just felt God prompt him and say, you've got to be much, much, much more honest and vulnerable about this than that. So next thing is he gets back up, takes the microphone back and says, I need to say something, because while I prayed for general things here about people living in darkness and feeling dark things, I need to tell you, I've been through the most terrible times of oppression, darkness that seemed to oppress me. And his testimony was that when that oppression came on him, it was so strong. He said it felt like an actual physical weight upon him. And of course, we want to know, well, what did you do? And he says, what I did at that point, I says, I got out of the house, I started to walk, and I just started to pray and to declare God's goodness and his light into my life. And we all want to know what happened. You know, he said, and you know what? It just began to lift. It began to lift, because this is what Jesus came for. You see, there is no darkness that he can't come into. I don't want to make light of people's oppression, but I want to say that this is exactly what he came for, to bring light into our. So whatever situation you're in right now, you might feel, I'm struggling here. This feels a bit of a dark place for me, or whatever. But I want to say that Jesus came as light to bring life to us. And it doesn't have to be. It's one of the key things that one of the times in our life that we probably feel darkest is when death faces us. And just recently, my family, we've had the sadness of the death of my dad. He went to be with the Lord about 4 weeks ago, and he lived a very long and a very, very fruitful life. But it was quite sudden at the end. This could be a time that we as a family would feel huge sense of darkness coming over us. And whilst there's definite loss and definite sadness at the loss, my lasting memory will be at the Thanksgiving service, the funeral and Thanksgiving service, when we're singing with all of our hearts in Christ alone. And we're declaring it together. And and my mum is on the front row, hands raised, declaring God's love and goodness as we start to sing. And up from the grave he goes, you know. And I just want you to know that we don't have to be oppressed in our points of darkness. But as we gain this light that comes from Jesus, light can lift us and bring us out of those awful sense of oppression. Okay, number one, that was light brings life. The second thing is light brings guidance. It's pretty obvious, really, isn't it? You can't see, it's dark, you can't see, you don't know where you're going. And then light comes on. And I can see. Suddenly I've got a context. I've got a bigger thing. I've got a sense of meaning. This is what my life is about. And in this context, I can begin to see steps forward. Vanessa and myself, we've been through this last year, quite a lot of things. So there's this word called retirement, which nobody seems to know quite what it means. But it definitely means a change in our life. And in the midst of that, we began to feel, I wouldn't call it darkness so much as dusk, should we say, a kind of like not seeing very clearly and not being very clear about the way ahead. And one day it was as if we were just bringing it before the Lord, Nestor and myself, and we were praying and we were just saying, Lord, you know, what is it? And it was as if light came, because we suddenly said, we just maybe believe that what we thought might happen some years ahead feels like it's now. And we know where we're going. We're going to make a move to Worcester. And we know that it's a new step for us and all that. So suddenly everything lifted because light came and life came. And I do believe these are days in which we want to hear more clearly, particularly as a church. And I feel this for you, Iska, you know, this time. It's like Jesus came as light to give us guidance. So he can actually lead us and give us the way forward. He is like a lamp to our feet. He can give us ways in which we can see our way forward. And I think we have to learn to trust him more and more, that this light coming into our world, into our lives, gives us clearer sense of direction. We need his guidance in these days. I'll move on quickly. Third one, light brings hope. So as I say, light coming into darkness to me is best perceived as a dawn. A new day is dawning. And every day is then a new day. And I just believe this idea that Jesus comes as light, as a dawn, is an opportunity for us to have a new beginning. We know this is true from the gospel, you know, that new every morning are his mercies. There's a chance for something fresh and new every day. And with Jesus, it doesn't matter actually what's gone before. We have this new opportunity, new chance. That's what he gives us, new life. And he gives us hope. I won't go into it, but I've got another friend who had like a really quite a dynamic ministry many years ago. And because he went through a very, very challenging time for a number of years, lost it all, felt like he'd lost it, felt like he'd thrown it away, felt like he'd messed up in so many ways. And just in the last maybe 12 months, there's something has happened again in him. And it's like light has come back into his life. Today, you can't meet him without, you know, he's probably led 20 people to the Lord in the last sort of 5-6 weeks, because he is just full of life and light. And, you know, and I was talking to him the other day and we were just talking about how God just gives hope that no matter what actually has gone before and what we may disqualify ourselves or whatever, but there's a new day with the Lord. There's a new day. And so today is still a new day. And that's where I think this is true. That word I wanted to emphasize in the reading, the true light gives light to everyone. And so here we're saying that this message from Christmas is that everyone can have a new start. Everyone gets a new beginning. Okay, so wonderful, isn't it? Light coming into darkness, it gives us life, it gives us guidance, and it gives us hope. I just want to take one little kind of final thing as I finish, a little twist, if you like. And that is that Matthew's gospel tells us this. He says, now Jesus says, I came as light into your life. Now you are light. Whoa. Now, in one sense, I think it's easy for us to embrace Jesus. Oh, you, Jesus, come from heaven to earth as light into our darkness. But he's now saying, now you have become light. And it's like where we go, we are light bearers. We are those who carry light into other people's darkness. Of course, it's not light that comes from us. It comes from being around the light of the world. But I think this is wonderful that we can say as we go into a new year that we are those who carry light wherever we go, whatever we do. It doesn't have to be loud proclamation, even just somehow by living our lives, we bring light. We've just left our home and neighbours, where we've been neighbours for 34 years. And our neighbours had a sort of farewell for us, which was wonderful and lovely. And they gave us a present and they gave us a gift. They've been wonderful neighbours for such a long time. But they wanted to say to us, they didn't use the word light, but they wanted to say, you've brought something that's helped lifted us. And, you know, and so on. We haven't really sort of done much. And they said, no. And they presented us actually with a painting. They got somebody to sit opposite our house and paint watercolor painting of our house. And then they framed it and they'd given it to us. Now, what was most special about it was underneath it, on it was printed, written on the bottom, was neighbors for years, friends for life, which we thought was a very warm and touching thing. And I believe it's just somehow something about how we live our lives. We live as light in these areas of darkness. And we bring light into other people's darkness. Let me just finish as I'd like to pray for you. But I'm going to begin the prayer, if you like, praying over you folks individually, families, and as a church. But I'm going to pray a declaration from Isaiah 60, and then I'll pray from that. So, Lord, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See that darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lord, I pray for each person here listening and participating today. Lord, whatever areas of darkness there may be, shadows of darkness in any of our lives, in our minds, in our souls, in our hearts, in any way whatsoever, Lord, we want to declare today that your light has come. And your light dispels all darkness. I pray for the church in Iska, Lord. I pray for a new dawn. Thank you, Lord, that even as we go into another year with chaos everywhere, with all sorts of fears and separations and all the things that darkness brings, Lord, we thank you that our confidence is that your light has come into our lives. Your light is rising over our church, your church, Lord. And Lord, we pray for that light to bring life, to bring guidance, and to bring hope. And I pray, Lord, today, by your Spirit, you would lift our hearts to see your light coming into us and into this world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.